This is Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, welcoming my fellow member Daedalus 3 to Podspace from the mystical land of India. And hey, welcome. I think your point about people not hearing so much from that part of the world, I'm hoping that's going to change. Of course, yeah, ATS is pretty much dominated by Americans and Brits and members of the Commonwealth. And I guess in an ironic sense, while you're coming in from India, it's a reason a lot of people speak English in India, too. So there's a common thread there. But I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more perspectives. It's kind of ironic when you mention, from India, and you point out, hang out in the weaponry forum. So my impression, a lot of the members we have from India are basically in the weaponry forum and arguing about whether India can go up against China or Pakistan. And of course, all along, my fellow Americans are in there. No, we can kick all your butts, because we're America. So so much of what is discussed in the weaponry forum seems to be basically that, a little saber rattling and the members touting their own individual military capabilities. And will it ever be otherwise? Oh, I doubt it. I seriously do. Thanks for straightening that out about the going to school on elephants and the snake charmers in every corner. I did have a question, though. What about snake charmers riding on elephants? Because that's kind of what I was thinking. You mentioned those two, and I'm thinking, now, wouldn't it be cool? You're walking down the street and you're like in Calcutta or someplace like that, and you see these snake charmers. They're riding around on elephants, and they got the cobra in there and the basket, and they're kind of bobbing back and forth as the elephant walks down the street. I'm sure that's a pretty common, typical sight in India. Certainly one of the things about this, and I'm so glad that you chimed in, and it is, especially with the podcast, it's just fascinating to me to get perspectives from other parts of the world. Just in the time I've been, when I first came to Above Top Secret, I was very much just into the whole American thing. And, I'm very proud to be an American. But one of the things about being an American is we are rather focused on ourselves. And we tend to forget that, there's like the rest of the world out there and things are going on. And not everything that happens in the world is in the U.S. And one of the things AboveTopSecret.com has showed me is just, there is another world out there and people are doing stuff. And hey, guess what? The U.S. isn't the best at everything or the first at everything. And I think I've got a lot more balanced view of the world since I started, started hanging out on AboveTopSecret.com. And I'm sure other members, American or otherwise, could say the same thing about that experience. It is very educational and it does broaden our horizons. And I want to hear more from members in India. By the way, we have Oops in China, and we have some other members that are in China that I'd love to hear from, to the extent that you can, of course, get on and broadcast out. Some places I'm looking for, especially South America, and Africa, whatever part, if you're sub-Saharan or, what would it be? Super Saharan. members from along the Mediterranean coast. How about some members in Morocco? We got any Moroccans out there that want to chime in? Egypt, the Middle East. A lot of news coming out of the Middle East. And what I'm really looking forward to is, members from Iran and Iraq who can chime in directly and comment on some of the stuff. Because I know there's just a whole lot of information coming out about what's going on in Iran and Iraq. Members in Saudi Arabia. If anyone out there, and I know that members from some of these countries might just be prone to lurk, might feel, if I get involved, if I let people know I'm from this country, I'm just going to get piled on. And I know that feeling. It happens to Americans too, by the way. You can catch a lot of grief on ATS if you're American, especially if you're a chest-beating America is God's gift to the world kind of American, which I've been down that road. I know. I'm getting a little wiser. I still love my country. I just realized, we aren't necessarily, we aren't necessarily the greatest things in sliced bread, although I like to think in some ways we, well, anyway. So, fellow members out there, especially in non-Western countries, if you want to call it that, I encourage you to chime in and, not be self-conscious, even if English is your third or fourth language. Guess what? Speaking as a person who supposedly has English as my primary language and really just speaks American, if you're concerned that, maybe you're not, you know, okay, maybe your English isn't so good or whatever. You know, I don't speak Spanish very well, but when I try speaking Spanish around here with people, they are always pleased, they're always charmed, and they're always helping out, and they love it. They just love it. And so it is with speaking English. English speakers, you know, at least I do, when someone is giving it a shot, I mean, hey, you know, I'm not going out and trying to learn all these languages. It really does... it means something to me when people do try and speak, you know, communicate with me in English. And by the way, people I'm trying to speak with in Spanish, they'll turn around, try and speak to me in English. And I'm just as pleased and just as enchanted when people do that. So if you're sitting out there and if you can even understand my, you know, fast, rapid fire English speaking ways, I really encourage you not to get uptight about it. And, hey, you know, hop on and do a little podcasting. Nothing else. Plenty of points. You know, two podcasts, that's, that gets you into the really above top secret forum. Do a third podcast, and that's 10 months worth of really above top secret access. So, you know, if you're, especially you're a new member and you want to get some points, yeah, if you don't have 200 posts yet, it's got to be approved. But, hey, it still will come through, and, woohoo, you know, 2,500 points a pop there. I'm turning into a regular podcast bearing myself. But anyway, I've droned on too long. I just wanted to say, hey, you know, shout out to Daedalus 3, and I'd definitely want to hear more from the mystic land of India and encourage other members from India or wherever you happen to be, hop into Podspace and, you know, give a shout out and share some of your perspectives with us, because I can assure you, we are interested. Until next time, this has been Magic at AboveTopSecret.com, and signing out, and all that cool, whatever, you know, I'm going to have to come up with a cool catchphrase to close with, because ciao is just a little too Eddie Izzard, but, well, until then, ciao.